What's good? We are back. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we're going to watch this video of Marcellus Wiley, one of my favorite sports commentators, talking about watching this reaction to what Ryan Clark has to say about Caitlin Clark being a sellout to her fans and just being a sellout, period. By trying to say she benefited from white privilege, which I think is crazy as hell. But let's get into it.
Oh, we knew this was coming.
Yep. Obviously a huge fan of Caitlin Clark, the player. She a huge draw.
Wait, hear how he said he's a fan of her as the player, meaning he's not a fan of her as a person, basically. That's pretty much what I get from that.
To the reasons NCAA women's basketball grew the way it did, along with people like Angel Reese and Dawn Staley.
All right, respect to all three of those ladies, but there are levels to this.
Yep.
If we're giving out gold, silver, and bronze medals, we know that Caitlin Clark will have to get the gold, Angel Reese the silver, and Dawn Staley the bronze in terms of draw. And
no lies there. Let's keep it moving.
In terms of draw. Don't want it to bleed over into the WNBA, but we obviously know the answer now is Caitlin Clark and the Caitlin Clark effect. But at the same time, the rivalry with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark has sparked a lot of debate because people say that's what started all of this.
I will agree with that. That, I mean, Angel Reese does get a lot of posts on social media, a lot of people riding for her. And, you know, that competition between them definitely did keep a lot of people interested. But as soon as Angel Reese got hurt and went out and Caitlin Clark beat her, I think, almost every game this season, that pretty much, that's over. It ain't gonna be no rivalry next year, mark my words.
And then her next step into the WNBA, it was the same thing. Because of her physical gifts and intangibles as a hooper, more people tapped into it.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark being named the Times Athlete of the Year is well deserved. And on the other side of that, her understanding of what her privilege is as a white woman and her awareness of what not only black women have done to build the league and to build the game, but what life is like for them based on the color of their skin is, as you said, beyond her years.
Okay. Beyond her years and maybe even beyond her comprehension, maybe beyond her truth. That's the debate today. That's what we're going to talk about. Exactly what Ryan Clark just hit on. Ryan Clark talking about Caitlin Clark and her new messaging and acknowledging, admitting her white privilege and what that really means. The thing about it is, it's not authentic. And we know.
I agree.
Because there have been successful, tremendous white players before her. You know the names. Let's say a Sue Bird, et cetera. And where was the white privilege? Oh, they didn't have the same game as her. Oh, okay. So it's not white privilege. It's game. No, it's game and white privilege. Okay, let's stop. It's either one or two things. Either Caitlin Clark is preaching, like she bringing the gospel. She talking that talk. It's real. Or is she pandering? I ask you,
she's
which
pandering.
One is it? Is she preaching or is she pandering? Is Ryan Clark about to preach or are he about to pander? Beat it up in the comments. If she's preaching, her respect to her foremothers, black queens, Lisa Leslie, you know, you want to go back all the way to then. If you want to go Candace Parker, you want to go right now and you look at what they're all doing and we respect the pioneers. Or do we want to say she's just preaching because she's trying to check the disrespect that comes from her fan base? Oh, she's preaching because we want to check the racism coming from her fan base. Or she's just pandering. She know damn well ain't nobody helped build this league because this league has not made a single dollar yet, including this year. Y'all hear me? Including this year.
Let me stop right there. They actually lost more money this year than any other year. No, she's pandering. She's pandering. because she knows she got to play in the league next year and deal with that same hate that she's been getting all year long. She's a sellout, too. She sold out some of her fans. Because for people to sit there and say her fans were fake because now they upset that she sold them out and she's pandering and they don't want to rock with her no more. No, that's bogus. That's bogus. Like, if she was benefiting from white privilege, then she would have went to Connecticut or some bigger school. But no, she went to Iowa. Bumfuck Iowa. And she took bumfuck Iowa to back-to-back Final Fours. She would have went to Louisiana or State. You know, she would have went to one of these bigger colleges, Stanford or USC, if it was white privilege. No, she had to go to a smaller basketball school and uplift them. And then when she comes into the league, they won't get no kind of viewership that they were getting until she came in the league. And people could sit there and say, oh, yeah, they were watching Angel Reese. Yeah, some people were, but not as much. The numbers clearly show that when Caitlin Clark played games, that she always got crazy views. Now, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark game together got a lot of views, but Angel Reese by herself playing games that she didn't play against Caitlin Clark, we're not getting nowhere near the viewership as Caitlin Clark games were. And why did the WNBA playoffs viewership drop tremendously as soon as Caitlin Clark was eliminated? No, Caitlin Clark was the draw. She was the one bringing the eyeballs. It was because she was the white Steph Curry of female basketball. She played hard. She worked hard at her game. She got game. I mean, she led the league in assists as a rookie. Let's not forget that. But, she alienated some of her fan base by pandering, by giving in to the woke mob. And, yeah, another thing is how is it white privilege when the league is, like, 70% black? So any white person making it in WNBA, it's white privilege when it's predominantly black women in the league? You know? It's just, I'm so disappointed in Caitlin Clark. And Ryan Clark, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say he's a racist. Because you know what a racist is also? Is a person that makes every single thing in life about race. A person that makes every single thing in life about race is a racist. If everything you talk about, you have to bring up race, you're a racist. I don't care what anybody says. Like, some people say you can't be a racist because you can't exert racism. Well, racism and being a racist are two different things. If a white person using racial slurs is considered racist, so is a black person who uses racial slurs. And I'm sorry, but there is a lot of black people in positions of power nowadays. We just had Barack Obama president of the United States for 8 straight years, and some would say he's still running the show behind scenes. Look what a black woman was able to plan a coup over Sleepy Joe Biden, and pretty much they kicked him out from even running for president. She didn't even have to go through primaries or nothing. If that ain't power, I don't know what is. And I don't care what anybody says, Bronny James is the most privileged kid in America of any race. White, black, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Asian, Haitian, I don't care what it is. Bronny James is the most privileged kid in America. You know? And he's damn near about to be a grown man, but to me, he's still a kid. You know, I think if I'm not mistaken, he's in his teens. If you're in your teens, you still a kid to me. You ain't even old enough to buy beer. You ain't an adult. And being an adult comes from responsibilities. It doesn't come from age, but I'm with Marcellus Wiley on this. Let's hear a little bit more what he got to say, though.
$40 million deficit is subsidized.
Yep, $40
million. So, oh, no, it's not that. It's that they helped build it. What did you build if you haven't built anything? Well, we got the infrastructure. What? You haven't made a dollar.
I agree. If you haven't made a single profit in 20-something years, you haven't built anything yet. You're just a charity league. You talking about entitlement? Entitlement? That is an entitlement league, man. It's a charity league. It's an entitlement league, man. Every other female sports is making profit, if I'm not mistaken. Women's soccer and all these other sports are making profit. Even women's college basketball is making profit. But women's pro basketball in America makes zero. $40 million loss, and y'all want raises? Get the fuck out of here, man.
So you built what? You built nothing, if you want to talk dollars and cents. Nothing. Okay. So this is the pandering part, right? Is she preaching? Look, y'all racist fans. She preaching? Look, these women helped build this league. Or is she pandering? Yeah, they helped build nothing. But I ain't gonna say that. Yeah, y'all trying to make my fan base sound like me, but that ain't me. Those are just racist people that always have existed before me and after me. Let's see.
As it comes to wisdom, but it's also the microcosm of what sports are supposed to be. Sports bring us together, and we're talking about a young lady.
I'm calling cap on that, because basketball doesn't bring nobody together. Basketball alienates half of the country. The NBA did it. The NBA went woke and chose liberal, far left, democratic politics and alienated the other half of their consumer base. And then they wonder why. People want to say that the NBA is losing views because so many threes, or it's not a tough league no more. Nah, man. Part of that is they're a business and a brand that alienated over half of their consumers by choosing one political party over the other, going with this woke identity politics that more than half of America pretty much voted against. More than half of America voted against it. But y'all want to, you know, y'all don't want to take into account, like Greg Popovich, you know, in the middle of a interview about basketball, has to shit on Trump. What does that got to do with the game? What does that got to do with basketball? Nothing.
From Iowa, right? A young lady who, growing up, had to compete against athletes of all color and had to realize that as women, they face things based on their gender. And then on top of being faced with things based on your gender, also these black women are faced with things about being a double minority.
Okay, let's go. In a world where he's designing, as we all say, sports is supposed to be our last community. It is, actually. You know, if you talk about your religion, which was a grand community, but it's still fractured off based on your religion. Sports, not so much fractured off based on your sports interests, right? We're still all a part of a great global sports community. And if you're saying that, then when you start to talk about the different identities that come with it, being a woman, being a black woman, a double minority, you start to really eat away and erode at exactly what you think sports are, which is the greatest community, okay? So you saying this is a big global community, but you got it harder, you got it tougher. No, that's just athletes. That's not about sports.
I would argue that white women trying to make it in the WNBA have it tougher. They have it tougher. And he just really destroyed his whole argument when he said, she coming from Iowa, she had to compete against all these different people. Yeah, that's why it wasn't privileged. She had to compete and work on her craft and get better, man. You know, like, sports is about a standard that Michael Jordan set. That's why he's the GOAT. That's why he's the greatest. Because he set the standard of how hard you have to work to be as dominant and as great as he was. And that's why you see Kobe worked as hard as he did. I got to give LeBron credit for working as hard as he did. Kevin Durant worked as hard as he did, or at least close to it these guys did, you know. I don't know if they all worked as hard as Jordan, probably Kobe and LeBron for the most part. And there's some other players that work. So Giannis probably works as hard. You know, there's some guys that just work so hard at their skill set and their craft and their game. And, you know, it's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me. But I've heard enough of this shit, man. Caitlin Clark, you had my support until you started pandering to the woke mob. And she definitely wasn't preaching because, you know, if it was about preaching, then you should have just called out the fans that you said were racist. But just because a bunch of white people like Caitlin Clark doesn't mean that they're all racist or anything of that nature. You know, sometimes, like, a lot of white, this is what people don't realize. Every hip-hop artist that is at the top of the game, super top, has a shit ton of white fan base. If you go to most of these concerts like J. Cole and Kendrick and cats like that that are literally at the top of the game, there's a shit ton of white fan base at these concerts. And different races at that. It's definitely a multicultural event. It's like when you go to a DJ Premier show, you got every single race of people in there. But, like, hip-hop would have never made it without a lot of white fan base as well. They just wouldn't have, you know? So everything in America needs a lot of white fan base to be at the very top of things, because there's more white people in America than there is any other race. It's just common basic math, you know. That's why this is the Common Sense Podcast. This isn't the Book Smarts Podcast. It's just basic common sense in math. So yeah, I done heard enough. Ryan Clark's a racist. I don't care what anybody says. And I definitely agree with pretty much everything Marcellus Wiley said about this. And Marcellus Wiley is a really decent human being. Like, he's a guy who went from Compton to Columbia University, you know. that alone is an amazing feat, coming from where he came from, Compton to Columbia University, which is an Ivy League school, and then made it pro in the NFL, and then got into sports commentating and debating, and just went off and did his own thing, man, and he's doing pretty well for himself. So shouts out to Marcellus Wiley. Yeah, Caitlin Clark was definitely pandering. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.